Monkey World is home to over 70 capuchin monkeys living across 5 different groups. Most of the capuchins were rescued from a laboratory in Chile, and several others have been rescued from the British pet trade. In 2008, Monkey World directors Dr. Alison Cronin and Jeremy Keeling travelled to Santiago, Chile, to rescue 88 capuchin monkeys from a university laboratory. Look out for the small metal cage displayed between the wooden house and the capuchins' outside enclosure. The capuchins rescued from the laboratory were housed in these alone, with no room or opportunity to express any natural behaviours, some for as long as 20 years. Many of the monkeys had been poached from the wild to fill the lab cages and had lived there in solitary confinement for over 2 decades. Others had been born at the lab and had never experienced the world outside. Organising the rescue of 88 monkeys was not an easy feat, but the Chilean Air Force came to the rescue when they offered transportation from Chile to Bournemouth on board their Hercules military plane. The rescue was not only a success with all 88 capuchins being safely transported to Monkey World together, but it remains as the world's biggest ever primate rescue. Capuchins are one of the most intelligent small monkeys, so they particularly suffer when kept in solitary confinement. Sadly, Monkey World has also rescued several individuals from the UK pet trade, where many of them have spent years living in small, inappropriate cages without others of their own kind. Whilst observing our capuchin groups, you may notice a range of communication between the monkeys. These expressive primates use a range of facial expressions, body language, and vocalizations to show their feelings and intentions. If you're really lucky, you might spot the capuchins communicating via smells with scent rubbing behavior. This is when they rub smelly foods like onions and garlic all over their hair, like they would with plants and insects in their native South America. In their lives prior to their rescue, these monkeys had no opportunity to express these natural behaviours and have had to learn most of their social skills since arriving at Monkey World. From here, continue along the path that leads past the capuchin house and up the hill. Straight ahead will be our Saki monkey and squirrel monkey house. You will also see our small monkey kitchen to your left as you continue past the capuchins. Here you might see some of our primate care staff preparing feeds for our small monkeys, often including a large amount of live mealworms, waxworms and locusts that are donated by our generous supporters via our Amazon wish list. The path to your right will take you up the hill towards the rest of our orangutans, more gibbons and the Malagasy kiosk and toilets.